Welcome, welcome to another episode of B-Ball Central. It's your host Iz back on the podcast. I'm just going to hop straight into it today. I hope everybody's had a great day. I hope everybody's been doing good, you know. Keep working hard, keep grinding, and whatever you're doing, don't give up. But we have to talk about it. So, All-Stars. The list was just announced. Reserve and starters. When I look at the West starters, you know, it's trying to recall. I know Bron, KD, Jokic, Shai, and Luka. I'm not mad at starters. I'm really not mad at that. I feel like that's fine. Everybody on there deserves to be on there. The only person you can really make the argument is LeBron shouldn't be the starter, small forward. Like, it can be KD, and then you put Anthony Davis in the starting. So you have Luka, Shai, Luka, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Jokic. But it's LeBron. They're going to, of course, throw LeBron. As long as LeBron's in the league, he's an all-star starter. No buts, no ands about it. But let's talk about the bench. So on the bench, of course, they have Stephen Curry, they have Anthony Edwards, rightly deserved, Kawhi Leonard, rightly deserved, Anthony Davis, rightly deserved, Devin Booker, PG, right? They also have Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns, and I feel like, okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and say that De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis should be all-stars. No question. And it sucks because they are not. But Sabonis is averaging almost a triple-double. And he's not an all-star. Like, the league will have to figure something out. Because this is getting ridiculous. Like, it's getting too hard to just to rank these players. Karl-Anthony Towns is, you know, an amazing player. Not discrediting any of his talent and skill. But Sabonis needs to be an all-star. Like, and I'm not even like a huge fan of Sabonis. But he needs to be an all-star. However, when you just look at the votings and like the popularity. Of course, Karl-Anthony Towns is going to make the all-star. So, I mean, like, they just got to figure something out because it's getting tough. But let's go to the East All-Stars. So the starters, if I recall right, the starters is Damian Lillard, Giannis, Tyrese, Joel Embiid. Is it Tatum? I believe that's the five. And then the East All-Stars coming off the bench, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, Bam Adebayo, Jaylen Brown, Julius Randle, and Paolo. So, in the East, I'm not mad at the list. However, regardless of the voting, regardless of popularity, Jaylen Brunson not being an all-star starter for the East is killing me. We all know Dame and his big shots he's hit in the past and the career that he has had. But I feel like that popularity went into him being the starter. I feel like he could have came off the bench. But the things Jaylen Brown has been doing the last couple games, especially with the Knicks being, I think the last 15 games, they're like 14. No, it's probably like 13 and like 2 or something. Like, it's something amazing. Jaylen Brown has been hooping. It's criminal that he's not a starter. Like, it's criminal. And I get it. He's still in the All-Star game. Yes. But he is the best point guard in the East right now. I don't want to hear Tyrese is the best. Damian Lillard is the best. No, not true. looking at numbers, the impact, and all. Jalen Brunson has been just out of his mind right now. Out of his mind. Being the head honcho for the Knicks, being that their leader, their playmaker, the scorer, everything. He has set the intensity. He has set the bar for the Knicks. And they have been playing amazing this season, especially after this trade. Especially after the trade that they just did with Toronto. They've been playing very well. Damian Lillard is not the main guy on his team. Yes, the Bucks are still a good team, but his impact on the team isn't as big as Jalen Brunson's impact on the team. Tyrese is a great player, but it goes unnoticed a lot of times when he doesn't play good games. Tyrese is kind of inconsistent. He's a great player. On the nights he's playing very well, his numbers look amazing. You're like, whoa, those are my career. Those are 2K stats. Like, what? But when he doesn't play bad, or when he doesn't play good, rather, the stats aren't really that good. Nobody ever talks about it. Jalen Brunson consistently has dropped so many points. In the last 10 games, he's only dropped 20-something points twice. In one of those games, it was 29. And the other game, it was 21. But every single game besides those games were 30 and over. Jalen Brunson is making a hard case right now. it just has to be stressed. The case he's making right now. Like, he should be a starter. No buts, no ands yet, so anything about it. However, you know, popularity, we know how that plays a role into everything. But that's the only thing I really have to critique about the East All-Stars. Let me know you guys' thoughts on the players that made it. I feel like Paolo, you know, definitely should have made it. Yeah, but it's just getting tough. It's getting tough trying to put all the players that deserve to be in the All-Star game in the All-Star game. It's just so much, like, crazy stats nowadays. It's you can't really compensate for everybody. But I'm excited for the All-Star game now. And I'm excited to see Sabrina versus Steph. I feel like that'll be big for the basketball community. Just having, you know, the females and the males, you know, actually go head-to-head in the shooting contest to actually settle who's the better shooter. But we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see. And then also real quick, shifting back gears at Jalen Brunson really fast. A lot of the smaller guards, I would advise watching film on Jalen Brunson. He is very undersized. He's not the tallest on the court. He's not the quickest. He's not the most athletic. Like, he's not a Ja Morant type of player. He's not a Kyrie type of player. And in terms of just, like, explosiveness and, like, shiftiness and all of that. But his change of pace and his footwork is phenomenal. He plays the game very simple. You know, he gets to his spots. And he gets to his spots where he's very efficient. And he doesn't just do that by just playing with the ball, dancing. He does one move, you know, hezzy or like a or like a cross, and gets to a spot. And he plays very physical, too. He will back down other guards or people taller than him just to get to the spot he wants to be at. A lot of hoopers, especially undersized, could definitely look at some film on Jalen Brunson. Because nowadays, a lot of people want to be, you know, shifty. They want to watch, you know, Darius Garland highlights or Paul George highlights or just things like that. Or like Cavs Kyrie highlights. Like a whole bunch of shifty guards, which is, you know, like it looks good, you know. But why not just be efficient? Like, you don't have to do all the oohs and the ahs type of dribbling. You can just do quick move, get to your spot, your spot that you know that you're very comfortable in, and then just take points from those spots. Like, it can be really simple. Like, it's not about trying to look smooth or trying to look good for the cameras or trying to get a whole bunch of views, a whole lot of clicks. Like, it's not about that. If I can get to my spots, I can be more efficient scoring than all the shifty people trying to do ha 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 10, 15 dribble combos just to get to a contested three. Like, it's just not as efficient. So, I mean, I would definitely look at his film. It's a great film to watch for undersized guards and stuff like that. But those are all stars. Like I said, I'm not really mad about it. Just wanted to get my little spill on Jalen Brunson and my thoughts on him. The rest of the All-Stars, I feel like, you know, is very much deserved. Unfortunately, Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox could not get it, but it is what it is. It is what it is. But, you know, I hope everybody's having a great day. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of BeatBall Central. It's your host, Iz, signing out. Take care.